Welcome to Vital Voices. Our subject today is hunger, and we'll learn about an organization that is fighting it every day. Feeding Southwest Virginia has now been in existence for 45 years. Here to talk about its mission is Marketing and Communications Director Rachel Garnett.
Let's begin with a question about the seriousness of hunger in Southwest Virginia. Give us some statistics that indicate the nature of the problem that your organization deals with every day.
Fred, in Southwest Virginia, more than 170,000 neighbors currently face hunger, and that includes more than 42,000 children. To make that impact a bit more local, if you can imagine seven of your neighbors, one of them will face hunger. And for every five children in your neighborhood, one will face hunger. And these numbers are even more dire as we approach the state lines of Tennessee and West Virginia. Those rural pockets of the state are where we see some of our highest levels of food insecurity. In some territories, as many as one in three children faces hunger. So it's absolutely a crucial, critical issue, and is really the foundation of many social wellness injustices.
You used a term that we are now unfortunately hearing a lot, and that is food insecurity. How does Feeding Southwest Virginia define food insecurity?
Food insecurity is an official term coined by the USDA, and it's indicative of a neighbor that does not have enough to eat and may not know where their next meal will come from. And way more people than you might think are facing food insecurity. And something we say a lot at the food bank is that everyone is one shortfall, one missed paycheck away from experiencing food insecurity. It doesn't necessarily have to be a chronic condition, but can come and go. And that's why our food bank wants to be there for those times when any neighbor might need to step up and accept a bit of help to help them bridge the gap to their next paycheck and their next meal.
Feeding Southwest Virginia will soon celebrate its 45th anniversary. I was looking at a video that was produced for your 40th anniversary, and one person stated this problem very poignantly, I thought, that people are having to choose between medications, heat, and food.
Yes, it's absolutely true. As we're entering spring, we're thinking of our neighbors. They're at the forefront of our minds always, and we're hoping those heating bills are looking a bit more manageable. But that is absolutely an important campaign for us come January. That's when we're going to start sending out our heat or eat campaigns, because a lot of times neighbors will admit to either missing an electric bill to be able to pay for food, or vice versa. According to Virginia 211's report, 42% of lower-income families in Virginia admitted to having to choose between paying the rent or mortgage and buying food, and 48% had a similar difficulty when choosing between a utility bill and buying nutritious foods. And with rising prices of fuel especially, all of these factors coalesce to make it incredibly difficult to ensure you're receiving enough nourishing food to thrive.
Those are staggering numbers.
They are. And our food bank does everything we can to try and combat those numbers and to see them go down and to nourish as many children, seniors, and working individuals as we can.
And we'll talk about how you do that in a minute, but let's look back 45 years before you were born, I'm sure, and tell me how Feeding Southwest Virginia got started and a little bit about its founder and president and CEO, Pamela Irvine.
May 1st of this year marks our 45th anniversary. And this year, our president, founder, and CEO, Ms. Pamela Irvine, will also be celebrating her 45th year with us. So It's absolutely a really exciting year for the food bank. I do have some institutional knowledge, but you're correct. I was not here in 1981. And it's really amazing to see some of the before and after photos I've seen. You know, now we have two warehouses, one in Salem, one in Abingdon, and a community solutions center in Northwest Roanoke to provide a holistic treatment to food insecurity that many neighbors in that community face. So it's really tremendous to see how we've grown. Now we are partnered with over 200 agency partners to help us accomplish our mission. We welcomed more than 2,500 volunteers last year. We really have grown, and it's amazing to see how we've really covered our service region. It is quite large. It's about 12,400 square miles of the state, and we are trying to reach those rural, difficult to access food deserts as much as we possibly can. So to be expanding into those regions as well and seeing that growth is fantastic.
For people who are suffering, people who are hungry, how do they reach out to you?
If you're listening and you are in need of assistance, whether that be in the form of food supports or otherwise, please feel free to call our Hunger and Help line. That number is going to be 540-299-0004. Otherwise, you are more than welcome to navigate to our website at www.feedingswva.org. In the top right corner of the website, there is a Need Food button that can connect you according to your address with nearby agency partners that we partner with, and that can provide you with their respective times and locations so you can receive that nourishing food. If you are listening and in need of support, please know we are here and we'll serve you without shame and without stigma to make sure you have the food you need.
Is there a process for qualifying for your services? How does that work?
That can be a bit of a misconception, but it's a great question. We have absolutely no requirements for many of our agency partners and direct service programs. If you are in need and you show up, we will help nourish you.
Tell me, first of all, how the food is obtained by the organization, and then in turn, how it's distributed?
That's a great question. So our food intake in our warehouses is divided into three subsections. It's either purchased, donated, or provided to us through federal subsidies. And in recent years, we've watched our donated food go down and down, which means our food bank is having to pick up that slack and help bridge that gap a bit. Because prices are so high, people don't have extra to give. And the less we have donated food available, the more we're going to have to leverage our purchasing power to make sure our warehouses are stocked and ready to go. We do receive quite a bit from the USDA. Their government shutdown in October halted a few shipments, and we're still catching up on about a total 300,000 pound loss.
Yeah, that was one of my questions. How did that, the temporary cessation of SNAP benefits affect your organization?
Yes, we were very concerned. Our relationship with SNAP is directly proportional. SNAP is the first line of defense against food insecurity, and our charitable food system is the second. So any alterations, any cuts to SNAP, our neighbors are going to be directly influenced by, and our food bank needs to ensure we are there with the appropriate amount of food and resources to meet that need should it come. We're so thankful to receive funding through the Virginia CARES Initiative to reach our neighbors and ensure that they could make it through that time of government shutdown when their benefits were lapsed.
I don't have this in my notes, but didn't you get a fairly large donation contribution just here recently?
We did. So on April 2nd, I joined some members of the Congregation of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, in collaboration with Just Serve and America's 250th birthday, our food bank was gifted 40,000 pounds of food to serve in our Abingdon warehouse, which serves Washington County and beyond. And it was a fantastic donation, not only of its quantity, which will serve the equivalent of 33,000 meals, but also its quality. It was a really great, nourishing, healthy donation. They provided beans, milk, flour, oats, carrots, all kinds of really nourishing staples that can help fill up our neighbors' pantries.
You talked about food quality. I noticed in the material you have online that you are emphasizing not just providing food, but providing nutritious food.
Yeah. So there are many initiatives our food bank has undertaken to embody this food is medicine concept. So we don't only want to feed our neighbors, but nourish them. I think we all know the difference healthy food can make. And we're really proud to announce that last calendar year, more than 3/4 of the food we distributed were aligned with healthy eating research guidelines for choose often and choose sometimes foods. So less than 1/4 of what we distributed last year were foods that neighbors wouldn't want to choose often, such as those high in sugar, salt, and fat content. Ensuring our distributions are healthy is just one way we exemplify the food is medicine concept. We do have quite a lot of other initiatives out there that help promote healthy eating. One fan favorite would be our kids' farmers markets. They take place every week, and they help teach kids not only financial literacy skills, but also what it's like to choose different fruits and vegetables, to try new foods. And they also are provided with recipes to try and learn how to incorporate those foods into their daily lives. We distribute healthy food boxes to cancer patients through Carilion Clinics, as well as Ballad Hospitals in Southwest Virginia.
I know you are a volunteer-driven organization. Yeah. Describe the types of work that your volunteers do and how valuable it is to your mission.
Well, that's a great way to describe it. Their work is valuable, no matter if they're at our Community Solutions Center, our Salem warehouse, or our Abingdon warehouse. We truly couldn't accomplish their mission without them. With that being said, we do have many different kinds of volunteer opportunities available. You're able to work at our children's feeding kitchens, either in Salem or Abingdon. Those are a lot of fun. During the school year, they distribute hundreds of meals a week. In the summer, those numbers effectively double, and our kitchens can produce as many as 600 fresh meals a day for children in need. You can also join us in quality assurance at either warehouse location. That is crucial to ensure our neighbors are served with dignity. So these volunteers help us sort, sanitize, and inspect various donated food items to make sure that neighbors are receiving cans that aren't dented or otherwise compromised, safe to eat food that they can enjoy.
And there's a place on your website where volunteers can sign up to work with you.
Yes, absolutely. We do have a volunteer button on our website, and it'll show you all the available opportunities there. We have opportunities for mobile programs, children's, quality assurance. You can really touch many neighbors with these volunteer opportunities, and we're really grateful to everyone who's a part of our volunteer family.
And give us that website.
Sure. So it's just our homepage. Our domain is www.feedingswva.org.
How do you work with other organizations nationally, such as Feeding America and in Virginia, the Federation of Virginia Food Banks?
We are a partner of the Feeding America Network, which is a national network of food pantries across the United States that are all working together to accomplish their mission of nourishing those in need. And as a member of the Virginia Federation of Food Banks, we are one of seven dedicated to ensuring the people of Virginia especially have access to nourishing, healthy food.
Were you in any way involved in Hurricane Helene recovery?
Disaster relief is one of the pillars of our food bank's mission. So with the call of Hurricane Helene and it impacting our service region, especially areas like Damascus, so intensely, we really did feel responsible in providing water, shelf-stable food, ready-to-eat boxes of food for those neighbors in need.
Tell me some of the things that you hear that gratify you from people who take advantage of your services.
One of the most beautiful things is that many of the neighbors I've served individually are always thinking about the next person. They are very hesitant to take too much, to take advantage. They always want to make sure that the person who's right next to them in line will also have something to eat. And it always strikes me as just a very humane approach, just everyone looking out for each other. And that's really what we're trying to do, too, is make sure that everyone in line can be served and can have their needs met and have equitable, fair access to healthy food.
How is it personally rewarding for you to come to work every day at Feeding Southwest Virginia?
It is a very personally rewarding position to work for a nonprofit with such great values. And in our mission statement, the very first sentence is, we nourish neighbors. And that's really at the forefront of everything we do. It's very neighbor-centric. Our operations and our goals, it's all for our neighbor. I hope that if this were to reach someone who was maybe on the fence about reaching out for help, that we are here, and please feel free to reach out. We'll do everything we can to connect you to the resources you need.
Rachel Garnett, thank you for joining us for Vital Voices.
Fred, thank you so much for having me and letting me share a little bit about Feeding Southwest Virginia. I'm so grateful to be a part of this segment.
Our guest has been Rachel Garnett of Feeding Southwest Virginia. For Vital Voices, I'm Fred Sossman.